Okay, let's see. We need to go on to Jeffrey, who's been patiently waiting all the way over there in New York. Hi, Jeffrey.
Yes, hello. How are you? Thank you for taking the call. I have a close relative who has a pulmonary embolism for which
Ow.
he's been given Xarelto. And I've heard some of your prior programs about fish oil and mannokinase in connection with blood clotting. In this case, I believe the person will continue to use Xarelto, at least in the short term. So my questions are two. First, can you use Xarelto and also use mannokinase, or are they inconsistent? There are at least some people who claim mannokinase is a blood clotter, a blood thinner. Some say it's simply an enzyme. So the first question is, are the use of the two of them simultaneously consistent? The
Yes,
second
sir,
question is,
because
if you do
okay, go
switch
ahead.
to fish oil, is there one of the things Xarelto is touting is that it reduces bleeding. If you switch to fish oil and you test regularly, is there still a significant incidence of hemorrhagic stroke?
Okay, well, for the first question, sir, let's see.
Excuse me.
Remind me. Oh, that first question was what again? I was focusing
The
on the. You go ahead.
use mannokinase and
Yeah, okay, there we
Xarelto at the same time.
go. Thank you for reminding me. Too much focus sometimes. Anyway, nattokinase is strictly an enzyme. Whoever told you that was correct. And all that nattokinase does, and this has been proven over and over again by Japanese researchers, is it floats around the bloodstream looking for some fibrin to eat. Now, fibrin is part of the clot, and that's what holds the clot together. And so when the nattokinase sees some fibrin, chomp, 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 it starts eating it up, and that's how it eats clots. But what it does not do is mess with the medication. It only messes with the fibrin. And so, no, there is no incompatibility there, sir. I've worked with people who are taking all kinds of different so-called anticoagulants, the patent medicine sort, and they took their nattokinase and got rid of the clot, and that way they could get rid of their patent medicine too once their doctors were convinced the clot was gone. So, no problem there. Check with your doctor skilled in natural medicine just in case you're allergic to nattokinase or something, or there's some other reason you shouldn't take it. But really, I've worked with lots of people who've had that. Nobody's had any problems. And by the way, if the nattokinase doesn't see any clot to eat, it just kind of dissipates and is gone about 4 to 6 hours after you swallowed it. And that's why it has to be used every 4 to 6 hours to get it to work. Okay, now the other thing is on those platelets and bleeding and stuff like that. What you want to be asking around about, and even if your doctor doesn't know, you can call various laboratories and ask them if they do a test of platelet. Those are, as you know, those are the little guys that help the blood stick together. Platelet aggregation. And all that aggregation means is the platelets are all helping things to stick. Aggregation, getting together, that sort of thing, sticking with each other. Now, what the fish oil can do is it can make the platelets so damn slippery that they don't want to stick together and we can bleed. That can happen. So we don't want to take too much. But if you get a platelet aggregation test, you can then adjust your amount of fish oil according to what the test says. And if your blood is too sticky, because the platelets are too sticky, the test will tell you, oh, you're at the end of the range that's close to really being sticky. You don't want that. Or the test, if you take too much fish oil, will go to the other end and, oops, your platelets are getting too slippery. They're not going to stick together. And there is a range of normal. Anybody who runs a platelet aggregometer will tell you, here's the range of normal. And you want to be closer to the not so sticky side, but not past that limit than you do to the sticky side. And one other minor detail, sir, is that researchers found that for men, the EPA fraction of fish oil is what gets the platelets more sticky, but the DHA fraction doesn't do a darn thing for a man's platelets. And it's just the opposite for women. The researchers reported that for women, the DHA fraction does the work of making the platelets not so slippery, but the EPA fraction, which works for that for men, doesn't work for women. So for us guys, we got to look for a fish oil, and they always have both in fish oil. That's the way fish are. So for us guys, we got to look for the fish oil with a higher EPA content, and for ladies, they have to look for the one with the higher DHA content. So all you need there, sir, is that and a natural medicine doctor who knows about what's called platelet aggregation testing, and you can get yourself adjusted on fish oil with some precision. In fact, a great deal of precision.
Great. Thank you very much, doctor.
Well, you're welcome, sir, and I hope you can find somebody there in New York. Do you have a natural medicine doctor?
No.
Okay. Here's two places to go online. The first one is an organization of mostly MDs and some DOs, and the website is all the W's and then acam.org. And once you get to that website, it'll say click here for find a physician, and they do give the qualifications of the physician and how long they've been members and so on. And then you can read some details by going to those physicians' website and pick somebody out who you think you could help. Now, are you right in New York City, sir?
Yes.
Okay, if you have not heard of Leo Galland, if the man is still in practice, wow, he's good. Leo, G-A-L-L-A-N-D.
Oh, that's very helpful. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, sir.